This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A pair of signature drives in Spokane are aimed at stopping the transport of coal or oil through the city by train, which in turn would have an unintended negative impact on the shipping of farming commodities. The Washington Farm Bureau's Tom Davis says initiative supporters appear to be playing their rights card.
Fundamental right to a healthy climate, free from the transportation of coal and crude oil by rail. So obviously, these people have a strong opinion, but again, it bumps up against what federal law requires. And you can imagine if every jurisdiction across this great country would have a slightly different law or rule on what can be transported through their jurisdiction, I mean, it would bring our railroads to their knees. They couldn't function.
Davis says, fortunately for the farming community and others who rely on rail transport, federal law trumps local or state laws.
So it'll be much like the state income tax that the city of Olympia had on its ballot last fall. Even if it had been approved, it couldn't have been implemented because the city doesn't have authority to implement an income tax. So it's kind of a continuation of that kind of thinking, almost like a letter to Santa Claus. It may be then that this initiative has no bearing, no standing. It just makes people feel better.
Davis says there is no precedence, so it's unclear what the courts would say if the measures are approved by voters.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.